Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's talk on the field. You know, we'll start with Kanate. You know, just his, you know, they're all different. I mean, you hear by how they talk. You know, some are going to lead by example. Some are going to be, you know, maybe the motivational. I would say Kanate is a guy that's going to lead by example. He's going to be a guy that is going to show everybody. He's going to lead that receiver room and that offense by, you know, doing his, you know, one of his 11 every snap. I think that's his, you know, I think that's what he's going to bring to the table. And he's got a lot of respect. I mean, just, you know, the guys respect him, so I'd say respect would be that. You know, go to Brandon George, our only defensive captain. You know, defensive head coach, and you got one defensive captain. What the heck's going on? I didn't vote for him. But, you know, Brandon is one of those guys. You know, to me, he's the ultimate leader. He's the guy that can bring people together. He, you know, as I said earlier, he's a throwback type guy that, you know, is just going to play the game the way it's supposed to be played. So I just think he's going to be the vocal guy. Kanate might not be the vocalish guy. And again, Brandon's going to lead by example as well. You know, Brandon will be that guy that's going to call, you know, a team meeting by himself. Matter of fact, he's already done that as a leadership council guy, as an Eagle. He's done that already. I would say Branson Taylor. You know, Branson's a guy that, again, is going to be another one of those quiet leaders on offense. That's going to help lead that offensive line, and I think we got leaders at every position. But he'll be a guy up front that, and he's got some emotion to him. He's a guy that, you know, plays with enthusiasm. So he'll bring the enthusiasm, I think, to the team. And then my last and final one is Gavin. You know, Gavin's a guy. You know, he's a loyalist. He's a guy that you know, had an opportunity to leave and chose Pitt. Turned down a lot of things to stay here with us. So I think the team has a lot of respect for him for that. He's a guy, he's that kind of in-between guy. He can be the vocal guy, and he's also, you know, he does his job, and he's gonna lead on the field by example.
What type of leader were you?
Oh, boy, Jerry, I don't remember. I'm too old for that. You know, I was one of those, you know, I don't know if I told you a story before, because you probably asked me this question, Jerry, and I'm getting old. I was a guy, I'm a coach's kid, so I'm kind of like Tyler Pacheco. That's why I love him so much. And, you know, listening to him speak, he's like, man, it's like he stole the thunder there. He's just, I was one of those guys that didn't care. Okay, I'm not looking for likes on Twitter. I don't care what, you know, I'm going to tell it like it is. And if you guys are all out of line and you're not getting your job done, I'm going to snap on you. You know, just like I do as a head coach. I think, you know, head coaches got to be like that. Leaders have to be like that. You know, you might not want to hear what I've got to say, but, you know, and again, we need more of those. You know, who's going to be that guy? I need that one guy or two guys, even if they're not captains, to, you know, to tell it like it is. And maybe Brandon George is maybe that guy that can, you know, step up with a little, you know, nudge by me. But, you know, the guy that's just going to tell it like it is and not put up with any BS. Because, you know, at times things can get away from you in practice, whatever it may be, off the field. What's going on off the field? I don't know. I'm not up in the dorms or, the, you know, or apartments. What are they doing off the field? What are they doing tonight? So we need someone that if they see something, you know, that they say something, not be quiet.
Pat, what's the relationship like between the head coach and the captains?
Great question. I mean, you know, again, I love all my players, you know, the captains, and we will have our captains meetings. You know, I'll have my leadership meetings as well. But like, you know, I'm not a guy who wants to show favoritism like those guys. Those are, you know, it's their team. You know, those are the team's captain, right? They're not the head coach's captain. But I treat all my guys the same. I mean, I'm going to tell them like it is. Just because they're the captain, I mean, I'm not going to tell them, you know, what the heck are you doing? You better get your crap right, too. So, you know, my job is to lead everybody and treat them all the same pretty much. Great question.
Three captains on offense. Is that, do you have any kind of added confidence that those that has that kind of leadership in
you? You know what? Again, the kids vote, and I don't have any say. And I could go in there and veto stuff if I wanted to. But to me, it's like I said, it's their team. They made the votes. I just go by, you know, we tally it up. Again, we did it by QR code. Jerry?
Nice.
You and me about the same page with QR codes. You know, I don't know. But, we all learned about QR codes during COVID, right? The restaurants, you know, you had to. And I know you like I do.
They never work.
They don't work? Okay, you're doing it wrong then. You're doing it wrong. So you do need some help. I'll have Bostic help you out. But what was the question? I'm sorry, we're getting off the QR codes.
Three captains. What do you mean to have that kind of leadership?
Yeah, it means a lot. I mean, you know, you hope it, you know, it takes effect on the field too, right? It doesn't really matter. I mean, would you like a specialist, you know, like Ben Sauls is a guy that was right there as well. We just need guys to lead the team. It's not necessarily, they're leading the team. They're team captains. They're not offensive captains or defensive captains. I expect those offensive guys to get after their defense and vice versa. If things aren't going good on offense, you know, Brandon George, you know, step up over there and give his word as well.
Do you feel like you have a good mixture of guys that will lead by example and those vocal leaders as well?
Yeah, you know, no doubt about it. I mean, that's what every team has those. Yeah. I mean, every team has, I would say probably maybe we're maybe 65% lead by example. You wish you had a little bit more vocal guys. To be a good leader, you got to be the guy that's going to tell it like it is and not worry about hurting anybody's feeling. That's the one you need. When you have that alpha dog that's going to be, like, after everybody, like, you know, and that's hard to be. You know, it's hard to be that guy nowadays. Everybody wants to be everybody's friend, don't want to hurt your feelings, don't want to make you feel bad. But that's what I've tried to pull out of these guys to step up and lead.
Last one. Kanate said that he was surprised that he got voted captain. Were you surprised at all that the players chose him?
Not at all. When I called him out in the team meeting, I don't know if some video will come out about that, but when I called him out, like, he looked shocked. He was sitting in the front row on the left. Yeah, he was the one that looked, you know, the most shocked. Because I think he's quiet. And like I said, he's respected. That's the thing. It's not about, you know, like being the vocal leader, you know, but like he's respected. And to me, respect is a lot. So he was shocked. He was the one, you know, when I announced it, he was like almost like, you know, it was a mistake. Like he thought, like, he said the wrong name.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.